Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Minister for PWD Roads and Bridges, Kaito Aye, calls for improving performance of the state in PMGSY projects. Advisor for Land Resources Department, G. Ikuto Zimome, says plantation of coffee in the state has increased to 10,200 hectares. Principal Secretary Science and Technology, I. Himado Zimome, says artificial intelligence can be used for better governance. And Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says investment in research and development must ensure tangible outcome. Now the news in detail. Minister for PWD Roads and Bridges, G. Kaito Aye, yesterday chaired review meeting on the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana in Kohima. Minister Kaito Aye expressed concern over poor performance of the state in PMGSY projects and said that road quality and adherence to timelines were non-negotiable. He asked contractors to deliver satisfactory results and comply with the guidelines. Aye told the contractors that PMGSY, as a flagship national program, must maintain its integrity and added that the department will not compromise on any aspect. The minister announced plans to restructure the PMGSY setup with a dedicated team of trained professionals and engineers exclusively overseeing the projects. Advisor for Land Resources Department, G. Ikuto Zimome, has said the plantation of coffee in the state today has increased to 10,200 hectares, which was only 145 hectares prior to the intervention of the department. He was addressing the state-level review meeting on watershed development component PMKSY 2.0 and other schemes at Resources Centre, Rizal Pema. The advisor also said that the department has developed 8,60,000 standing rubber plant, which are partially tapped. Commissioner and Secretary Land Resources, Kevika Gavin Zehol, said that since the state doesn't have industry to employ youth and farmers, officers and staff of the department need to go to the fields with mission mind to achieve their objectives. Directorate of Science and Technology, Kohima, held its first round table talk on artificial intelligence at Kohima today. Principal Secretary Science and Technology, I. Himado Zimome, said that AI can be used for better governance and urged the public to provide concrete guidance in what AI sector can do now or in the next decade. Zimome expressed how it is crucial to discuss the impact of AI on the society. He explained the two aspects, the AI platform, which are the maker side, and the other, user side, where users need to know how best to use the tool. Ex-officio director and joint secretary, Science and Technology, Zeni Kono Vimero, said that the Nagaland Science Mission 2024 is envisioned for future economic growth and to carry forward through various scientific and technological interventions, which include opening up centres for AI. Vimero mentioned that India's AI is a very significant mission, taking initiative in AI mission infrastructure establishment for startups, academia and researchers, and also has cabinet approval of more than 100 crore rupees. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today stressed that mere commitment of fiscal resources for research and development is not enough, and such investment has to be measured by tangible outcomes. Addressing the gathering at the 83rd Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Foundation Day celebrations in Delhi, Dhankar emphasized on the significance of research and development in the contemporary scenario. He expressed satisfaction that recognition of the scientific community has significantly increased. He called on corporates to invest in research and development. The Vice President underlined that there is an ecosystem in place now where the country's scientists can fully exploit and expand their talent and contribute for the nation. He further emphasized the crucial role of science and technology as the growth engine for any nation, underscoring that this engine is primarily driven by research and development. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Community Conserved Areas Forum, NCCAF, celebrated its 10th anniversary for Woka and Zeminu with a workshop at the WDVTPA Hall, Woka, today. NCCAF advisor G. Tong highlighted the forum's crucial role in preserving the natural heritage of the state. He pointed out that conservation is a collective responsibility and a spiritual duty. NCCAF Chairman Hirang Lungalang raised concerns against environmental risks of expanding oil palm plantations, noting their heavy water consumption and potential danger for polluting local water supplies. ACF Woka Eliteng Odio emphasized the importance of community conserved areas and said that over 90% of Nagaland's forests are community owned. Odio encouraged collaboration between communities and the government. 45 Naga youths detained at the Mohali jail in Punjab on known bailable charges has been granted bail. Chief Minister Nipirio on social media informed that the government is also making arrangements and facilitating for their smooth return home. The bail comes in after Chief Minister asked State Advocate General K.N. Balgopal to personally intervene and take necessary actions for release of the Naga youths who were falsely implicated. The youths were arrested on May 14 midnight after Punjab police busted two fake call centres and were accused of duping American citizens by posing as agents of major corporations. Drug Disposal Committee under Inspector General of Police CID, Police Headquarter, Kohima, conducted destruction of narcotics and psychotropic substances seized by narcotic cell PHQ today at Kohima Municipal Council KMC dumping site, Mirema, Kohima. The total item seized between 2020-23, which was worth more than 44.53 crore rupees, were destroyed. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyushu Yumkyong, today inaugurated two-day state-level youth festival at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. He highlighted that the festival is a platform for empowering the next generation, promoting unity, and preparing youth for future challenges. The advisor added that it is a space where young minds can come together to share ideas, learn from each other, and contribute to building a stronger and more resilient community. Yim Kyung said that a program which is organized in collaboration between YRS and NSTMA integrates disaster preparedness into youth development along with the skills and knowledge needed to respond to crises, particularly in the context of climate change and natural disasters. The first day of the festival featured competitions in folk song, folk dance, declamation and science mela. The second day will include painting competition and battle of the bands contest for schools. And Jagat Guru Shankaracharya Swami Avimukteshwaranand Saraswati, accompanied by five others, arrived in Dimapur in a chartered flight in the afternoon today. Deputy Commissioner Jumukidima Poland John informed that as per state government order, Swami and others were not allowed to proceed outside the airport. He explained to them about the decision of the state government not to allow the cow torch yatra and even for promotion of the ban on cow slaughter. The team who arrived in Itanagar had faced similar situation and departed from Nagaland in the afternoon itself. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Minister for BWD Roads and Bridges, Kaito Aye, calls for improving performance of the state in PMGSY projects. Advisor for Land Resources Department, G. Ikuto Zumomi, says plantation of coffee in the state has increased to 10,200 hectares. Principal Secretary Science and Technology, I. Himadu Zumomi, says artificial intelligence can be used for better governance. And Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says investment in research and development must ensure tangible outcome. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.